This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, we're going to hang out with comedians Drew Hastings and Haywood Banks. Right now, we have our good friend Al Jackson joining us on the telephone at an airport somewhere near you, perhaps. Al, where are you right now?
I am in the D, Tom. Do you know where the D is?
The D.
Detroit.
That's right.
Detroit.
Where are you heading?
I'm going to North Dakota. Apparently, they need black people up there, so I'm headed up there to help out.
Jimmy
didn't even know I did comedy. They were just like, we just need you to walk around and wave to people.
Jimmy Pardo and I have decided that on the weekends, Fridays and Sundays, you can play comedian bingo at our nation's airports, where you can go and see all the different comedians just hanging out at the airport.
Well,
every comedian that you know is at the airport Thursday morning and Sunday morning.
Yep.
Every single comedian, yes.
Do you know where you're going to be in North Dakota?
I am going to be at the Level 2 Comedy Club in North Dakota. So come on out and see me. I don't know which city. I don't know which city.
Well, I'll try to find out while we're talking to you. Once again, Al Jackson is our West Coast correspondent. Today he's on the west coast of Lake St. Clair in Michigan, apparently, at the Detroit airport. Now, this is the your chance to quiz me on pop culture.
And yes, also, this is the Pop Goes the Culture segment with West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. We're going to get started because it's noisy in this airport. Tom, are you ready, man?
Yeah, this is not going to be a good week for me because I've been really busy and have not been keeping up much on pop culture, so I expect to fail. Go ahead. What have you got?
All right. Now, I'm a little tough on you, but I'm tough but fair.
Okay.
So first question. We know that basketball is getting started. My Cleveland Cavaliers won last year, but more importantly, it's the end of the summer, so the WNBA is wrapping up. Can you name one of the teams in the WNBA finals?
Oh, boy,
wow.
That's a tough one. I know who isn't in it.
I can't.
Who is in the finals?
It is the Minnesota Lynx versus the Los Angeles Sparks.
Oh.
Okay.
Most of them strangely have X's in their name.
Yeah.
Lynx and the Sparks. I remember Lisa Leslie played for the Sparks, right, at some
right,
point?
Right, that was... Yeah. Yeah, she was their pride and joy.
Right.
So you follow the WNBA? I didn't know that.
I do not.
Oh.
I can't. I don't know. I don't know anybody that does.
Well, there's so much going on. There's specific people that like that. Everybody's got their own thing that they like. So far I'm 0 for 1. What else have you got?
All right. Well, Tom, I am headed to North Dakota. Can you do me a favor and let me know what the capital of North Dakota is?
I can tell you that you're going to be playing in Fargo.
Okay, that's where I'm going to be. Thank you.
And would you say it's the Level 2?
I'm at the Level 2 Comedy Club in Fargo. Yes, sir.
Okay. The day we did State Capitals, I was absent at Mercer Elementary.
I think I know this.
I think I do, too, yeah.
Is it Bismarck?
It is Bismarck.
Oh, I was going to say Lincoln all day long, yeah.
Lincoln's Nebraska.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
That is correct.
That would help
Dakota.
If you were in the right state.
There you go. See?
Yeah. So Cleveland is not the capital of
North Dakota.
Columbus.
Cleveland's not the capital of Ohio.
I know. I'm trying to continue my losing streak. Okay, Al Jackson, our West Coast correspondent, on his way to Fargo, North Dakota at the Level 2. Al, go ahead. I need another question.
All right. Now, we know that Hurricane Matthew is just messing up everything,
right,
and it's even forced this place to close.
Oh, Disney World closed today.
There we go.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, I kind of got obsessed with names just because I thought Hurricane Matthew just sounded like one of your bad nephews that was coming for the weekend.
Right. So,
Matthew.
It's like Matthew's coming this weekend. Which Matthew? Hurricane Matthew.
Oh.
So I started thinking about names, and I wanted to know
which one of these names
was the most popular in 2016 for boys. Was it Ezra, Asher, Atticus, or Oliver?
Hmm. So this was in the United States?
This is the United States for 2016. Was it Ezra, Asher, Atticus, or Oliver?
Oliver.
I'd have to say Oliver. I thought it was Jacob.
The most popular name in the United States is one of those.
I'd have to go with Oliver.
The name, Barry.
Yeah, it's got to be Oliver. It's got to be Oliver.
Sorry.
Are we united on Oliver?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take Asher.
Okay. All right. The answer is Ezra.
Oh.
One name.
I'm on a streak.
Huh.
Wow.
Now, Al, naming children is a problem with you, let's face it.
It is a problem.
You wanted to name your youngest, or I'm sorry, you wanted to name your oldest Action Jackson.
Action.
And
yeah,
your
I'm still, in a weird way, holding out hope that that's going to happen. I don't know how.
Your wife vetoed that.
And basically everybody that listens to the show vetoed that. So there was a group veto, yeah. Even though I still think it's a cool name.
I have a friend named Ezra, so I really like the name Ezra.
I do too.
Now, did you, Al, did you make up the, just come up with the other three choices in that, or were those also very popular names this year?
Oliver. No, those were all those were, they were all in order. So Ezra was one, Asher was two, Atticus was three, and Oliver was number
five. Is this any specific ethnicity or religion?
No, this is just for this is off Nameberry, yeah.
Huh. Okay, interesting.
Okay, because I thought Jacob and Jack and were the top ones
among Amish people.
No. I think
Jacob, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that'd be.
But I mean, I think that's the number one right now. Well, okay, well, I won't argue with you. I'll take another loss there. That's three in a row.
Yeah, we're 0-3.
I'm 1-3 on today's quiz. What else have we got, Al?
All right. Well, you know, I'm a science guy. I have a degree in biology, and I just love it. And I was reading this article that says that human beings, we have officially maxed out our lifespan. And if we want to continue to live longer, we need the help of science. So what is the age number?
They think it's 115.
That is incorrect. You said it with so much confidence.
No, because I just read it yesterday. They think
you must have misread.
They think that to get beyond 115, they're going to have to do some really drastic stuff.
Well, no, there was a picture. There's a woman that was 122. So they're putting it at 125, but the oldest woman died is 122. I just looked at a picture of her. It was she looked every day of 122.
Was her name Ezra?
She looks every day 100.
So yes, we should put her on the app. I mean, 122. I mean, what are you going to do?
She's
upright and speaking.
Do you think you'll make it to 115?
No, I too many happy hours over here, buddy. I think that my fate is sealed. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, I just picked up my computer mouse for the first time, and you are 125 is what they say.
Oh,
the maximum ages.
Man. Yeah.
125 is what they projected at.
Holy moly.
Well, that's...
All right, and for our African-American word of the day, this one's kind of tough, Tom, but you're going to get this.
Okay.
Just think it through, okay?
All right.
The word is brazy. B-R-A-Z-Z-Y. Brazy.
You have confidence.
Is it like brazen? Like you're brazy, you're bold?
Bold,
yeah,
confident.
Form of brazen, yeah.
Can you try using it in a sentence? Would that help?
Oh, man, I went to this nightclub last night and ended up seeing Janet Jackson and Paul McCartney there. It was brazy.
Hot, exciting.
Popular with very famous people.
see the difference?
It's not a literal transition.
Al, I'm trying. I want to learn. Tom obviously isn't.
You went to a nightclub last night, saw Paul McCartney and Janet Jackson. It was brazy. Does brazy mean it is, it's the current hip thing?
It's a combination of two words, Tom.
Okay.
Okay.
One of them is a fruit.
Okay.
Oh, raisin and...
Once again, Al Jackson's in an airport.
He's being asked to board.
Yeah, we're boarding zone one.
You got me. It's a combination of two words. Brass and lazy wouldn't be it.
Let's go with bananas and crazy.
Oh, okay.
Bananas and crazy.
Oh, so yeah. It's brazen.
Party.
Okay.
So it's
raisin's not a part of it.
No, you guys went down a road. Okay. There were two roads, and you guys didn't go down either one. You just went up the side of the hill.
And bless you. So I could feel that you were trying to help us, but we were too far gone.
So give me the definition again. I'm confused.
Okay, so the definition is just like it was bananas and crazy. Like it was such a fun time. It was beyond crazy.
Yeah.
It was beyond bananas. It was brazy.
Yeah, it was both.
Bananas.
I never think bananas are crazy.
Well, they say go bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're bananas,
yeah.
Man. Bananas. You know. Yeah.
But where do they get the R? That's what throws me.
From
crazy. Well, it's just they just took the B from bananas.
Right.
Let's be honest.
And they took the B from bananas, got rid of the C.
Oh,
crazy.
Okay. Okay. So banana AZ would be much more difficult to get.
Thank
out.
You, Josh.
Sure. <Yeah. laughs>
So they go right to the crazy with the. So is this replacing cray cray?
Yes, it is. Cray Cray was very
over
2012.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you,
very
much.
Raising the roof with Cray Cray.
Al Jackson, are you going to be on stage at Level 2 tonight?
I will be on stage at Level 2 tonight. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and then I will be on Comedy Central's At Midnight on Tuesday. So check me out.
Oh, great.
All right, Al. Thank you very much. Al, we'll talk to you next week. And I'll have time to read next week. I had a rough week this week.
All right. Love you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love you, Al. Thanks,
Al.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to ask the judges about the most popular name in 2014. I'm skeptical that it was. What was it again?
Ezra.
I don't. I'm, that may be under certain ethnic groups. This is the Bob and Tom Show.